much.
And just got up this afternoon. And as you can see, trying to make some grub, keep myself alive, get some energy.
You guys are giving me from a bottle.
So alhamdulillah, this is pretty much the first resting point that we've reached.
Inshallah, alhamdulillah, here we come. Got our supplies, crisps, noodles.
As you do.
You're not burglars.
Yeah, we're not thieving anything. These are just things that have been left over by the group that we've been given the ijaza by Haji to take them. Cakes, whatnot.
People haven't been so bad, they've been friendly, but it's the overwhelming feeling that they've had it really, really bad. I mean, this place has been damned. This, if there's anything, if you want to know what zulm is, zulm, oppression, this place has had it to the maximum. The people that live in these areas, I'm pretty much sure, haven't had anything to do with terrorism. The people that I've seen, the people that I've talked to. Look at the smile on that guy's face. Just look at the smile on that guy's face.
Mashallah.
You look like a hobbit.
Hey, so do you.
Hobbit with the sticks. You need to be barefoot.
You take a right here. A quick fix. Kebab crisps. Oh, here, look at that. What? Silly went out to buy a flag. Came back with a curtain. People are outside Bab al-Qibla, which means the door of Qibla, the gate of Qibla. This is the entrance to Amir al-Mu'mineen's shrine, the main entrance. It's manic, as you can see. But this is actually cooled down a bit.
وعد الله وماضية للذي كنت عليه شهيدا وشاهدا ومشهود فجزاك الله على الإسلام وعلى الإسلام.
They pray at the Haram of Imam Ali and set off. Thus begin the first few steps of the long journey to Karbala. Journey from the holy city of Najaf to the final destination, Karbala, is a long, challenging and dangerous journey which men, women and children flock to take part in.
That's what you call love. That's pure love. And that's coming from children.
30 to 40 million pilgrims, which is about as many people as half the population of the UK, or three times the population of Greece, use poles to measure out their journey.
That's pole number one.
The distance between each pole is 50 meters. The total number of poles, 1,452. It is an 80 kilometer walk through the deserts of Iraq, which takes an average of 3 days to complete. The sons of Imam Ali, Hassan and Hussein, both were strong advocates of the former Imam's conduct, but there were those who wished to again distort and destroy the true message of Islam. Imam Hassan was tragically poisoned. Yazid ibn Muawiyah was crowned king and had gained much wealth and amassed an army of over 40,000 soldiers, using Islam as a tool to hoodwink and suppress the masses. he sought to use his newfound power to corrupt the teachings of the Holy Prophet and enslave the Muslim world.